Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station. Love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
If a quote for a new furnace seems high, it usually is. And chances are, you're paying for more than just the unit. Before you commit, get a free second opinion from Sears Heating and Cooling. At Sears, we're not plumbers or electricians. Nope, we're Central Ohio's heating and cooling experts. We keep our overhead low and pass those savings on to you. For 75 years, Sears Heating and Cooling has been Central Ohio's partner in comfort. We guide you, not pressure you, when it comes to furnace repair versus replacement. Some companies push replacements just to hit quotas. Others use scare tactics when a simple fix could keep your system running for years. At Sears, we believe in fixing what's fixable, saving you money and keeping your home warm. That's why we offer free second opinions, so you're confident you're getting the right recommendation, not just the priciest one. The cold months are coming fast. Don't wait for the first freeze. Make sure your furnace is ready to battle the Central Ohio winter ahead. Visit SearsHeatingCooling.com today for a free second opinion.
It's level three. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. All right. The Lakers are in trouble as soon as I clicked it. Now they're down 10. They're getting 5.5, but I clicked the Magic, and the Magic went on a 6-point run. So maybe Cam was right. You take one of the money lines. But the thing is, when I took the Magic, it was only plus 1.5 because it kept on saying, accept new odds, accept new odds, accept new odds. So we'll keep our eye on these basketball games. Kurtz, tricky NFL Sunday this week. I guess, sort of. Yes and no. I think there's some spots, and I think some spoilers are going to be in play this weekend. What do you like? What are your best bets in the NFL?
On Saturday, I like the Houston Texans. All right, they're going to get that last spot here against the Indianapolis Colts. Just don't like the way Gardner Minshew is playing. I think Singletary is going to get in the end zone as well. I'll have an anytime touchdown on him. I think Jonathan Taylor will have a good day. I just don't trust Minshew there. On Sunday, I said earlier in the show, I don't know if the Eagles or Giants can stop the other one. Eagles defense, I think, is ranked 30th, or 31st in the NFL. Giants own with Tyrod Taylor. They're moving the football. That over-under is what, 41.5? Give me the over here, man. Give me the over. I think points are coming here. I'll take Tampa Bay to win the division. I think they beat the Carolina Panthers. I'll lay the points there. I'll probably have them some kind of parlay, too, with another favorite. Jets, Patriots, listen, they're both terrible, but if you're going to make the over-under 30.5, I'm going to go over. All right.
Why?
Did we see this a couple of weeks ago, by the way, with the Patriots and was it Pittsburgh on Thursday night? The same thing?
Yeah, it's true. They scored 50 points in the first half.
They're all by themselves here. So I'll take the I'll take the over there as well.
Interesting.
Mixed bag.
Yeah, looking at Kurtz's picks here. You know, there's a few of them that caught my eye. As you talked about the Giants, that's what I wanted to get to, the Giant game. As you talked about, Kurtz, it's the last game. The Giants and Dable, they're going to let it fly on offense in this game.
But
I want to get to Saquon Barkley touchdown. This could be it. He wants out. He's going to leave. Well, you know, listen, they tagged him and stuff, but it's rare that we see this, Kurtz, right, 2 years in a row. Right?
But so, for a running back, it makes sense. It would still keep him under market.
He was a good soldier about it this year. He'll flip, bro.
He should have flipped this year. Remember, he ticked off the running back year. They went on that call, and he did it the next day. Oh, I'm going to report. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah, we're getting stiffed, and then he took the 10 the next day. And that's especially, right. We talked about it. They offered you 13 before. Like, you could have taken the 14 or whatever. But you didn't want it. Like, so now, like, but... No, now he wants out, though. Like, and if you read between the lines with him, I'm just saying, I think this could be his last home game as a Giant. So I think he gets into the end zone. Shout out to everyone joining us on Sirius XM, channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Who do you got, Kurtz? Bills or Dolphins?
Dolphins are a really beat-up team. I don't think Tyreek Hill's house.
Get Tyreek Hill's firehouse. Get that, Tommy. Get that up here. We have that. Thanks, guys.
Unbelievable.
Look at this. Look at that.
If you're just now joining us.
These things blown. These things are torched.
It's a good thing we know you weren't on a plane today for 9 hours. Those people might be looking at you for this little arson.
Well, I mean,
here.
I got no beef with Tyreek Hill.
Well, you do want the Bills to win on that. Maybe you had it for an anytime touchdown on Sunday, and he dropped that one. I know I did.
I will be honest that the first thing I thought, Kurtz, was awesome about this.
You said it, man. That thing is smoldering. Like, that smoke's coming out hot. Like, that's not just a little fire in there.
That's not like I had some bacon on the grill and a smoke alarm.
No, that's...
Like, that's a fire.
That's legit.
That's a big fire.
I'm definitely going Josh Allen anytime touchdown in this game. Josh Allen is just he's pushing the Bills where he wants to be. It's really unfair for the Bills. If you lose the game, you're out, or if you win, you get the number two seed. I'm sure we've seen this before, but wow, that's wild. I'm going to go with the Bills.
There are scenarios that the Bills get in if they lose the game.
I know. They'll know going in.
They'll know. Dude, they're going to know on Saturday about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh lose, the Bills are in.
Baltimore's not playing anybody. They don't care. And if you're Baltimore, by the way, what do you want Pittsburgh to make? Because you've got to play Pittsburgh than Buffalo.
That game is not a gimme. Baltimore's backups can play with Pittsburgh. They hate the Steelers. I don't think that's a given.
George, Ravens won 24 consecutive preseason games.
I know. They play no matter what. They'll play in March. They'll play in August. They don't care. They play to win.
They're not going
to
roll over the Steelers.
No way.
I don't think they'll roll over, but I don't think they mind if the Steelers win.
I want to take the 4 points with the Ravens, man.
You're hard boy. You have a choice. Do you want
I'm taking the money line, Cam, on that one.
Buffalo to make the
I like your stones, Marinci. That's good. Yep.
Yeah, but Bills, Harbaugh's not – I don't think coaches think like fans or media. I don't think Harbaugh is sitting there thinking, I'm going to tank the game because Buffalo might do this. He's worried about his own team.
I don't think he'll tank it.
No, the guys on the field.
I don't think it's going to matter.
They're not going to play all their stars. But you are right. The Bills, the scenarios are crazy. I mean, they might make the playoffs. They might miss the playoffs. They might have to go to Kansas City. They might, like, host a playoff game. They might do this. They might do that. Like, just win the damn game. Hey, listen, you win the game suddenly, and the Bills' life becomes a hell of a lot easier. They'll host the Houston Texans or the Colts.
Yeah. Take your chances there, won't you?
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The best, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. We've got football fever. Countdown to kickoff is on the final weekend of National Football League regular season play. And it seems like a majority of the football games actually have massive implications of Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. Playoff implications. Steelers trying to get in. Ravens already have a seed, but the Ravens won 24 consecutive preseason games. So every game matters to the Ravens. Texans, Colts playing to get into the playoffs. Falcons, Saints. Winner could win the division, but they need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to lose to the Carolina Panthers. If the Buccaneers beat the Panthers, then they win the division. The Jacksonville Jaguars playing against the Tennessee Titans, trying to lock things down. The Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Packers scenario was pretty simple. Win the football game. Laying 3 points against the Chicago Bears. There's some complicated scenarios, and there's some pretty clear-cut scenarios. One of the more complicated ones is Buffalo, in a sense that Buffalo could win a division, Buffalo could miss the playoffs, Buffalo could get into the playoffs. If Buffalo beat Miami, they win the division, and suddenly they're going to be the two seed if they win the football game. If they don't win a football game, they better hope that either the Jacksonville Jaguars lose to the Titans and or the Pittsburgh Steelers lose to the Baltimore Ravens. Then the Bills would get in anyways. Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-point favorites on the road against Baltimore. We're going to get George Kurtz. We've got George Kurtz for the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network with us. Cam Stewart in the house. We've got to get to Cam's best bets. What's in Cam's bag? Golf is back. Kurtz, on the way out here, your NFL best bet of the week. What's the lay the hammer down? And don't look back. You seem to be high on the Houston Texans.
Not as high. I'm higher on Tampa Bay.
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheesesteak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
Crowd Tampa Bay, and I like Jacksonville, by the way. One of your things you need to happen, I don't think it's going to happen. Jacksonville beats Tennessee. Tampa Bay, they win as well. They both win their division.
I think that the Baltimore Ravens could beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, even with the backups. There's all the pressures on the world on the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have a bunch of dudes on the field that have no pressure at all. I think teams that play with no pressure play loose. This is Sports Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pencil players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Miami Heat are up 96-85 because the Lakers suck. 96-85 right now with 5 minutes left. You're losing by double digits, and Jimmy Emo's not even in the house tonight. Orlando are beating Sacktown 103-100. They've been going back and forth. Sacramento were up early, actually. And they were up 67-55 at the half, but Orlando has dominated the second half. We jumped in on Orlando, but we could use some points. We got over 235.5 in game in this game. Cam is happy the Toronto Maple Leafs came back and beat the Anaheim Ducks tonight. George Kurtz is with us. He's happy because Austin Matthews ended up scoring a goal. Captain Chalk all over the Leafs and Austin Matthews. That's why we call him Captain Chalk.
And, you're so right, Gabe. He's laying 220. Even me, I'm like, I like the under in this game. You want to lay that?
I just know every big favorite, yeah. Kurtz is sweating out. Right. Looking up. Parlay. I got on the parlay.
You're so right, Gabe. Because McGinnis texts. I go, yeah, Devils -1.5. And Kurtz is like X. I'm like, they were like $1.72. You're right. He takes a lot of favorites, that guy, Captain Chalk. Love it.
He likes to chip away.
Yes, he does.
Then we go from Captain Chalk to a guy who is as white as chalk, Ian Cannon, yeah. A.K.A. Babana.
That was fantastic.
That's pretty good.
White as chalk.
You like that, Kevin?
That's your friendly ghost.
That was so good. He is white as chalk. I'm purple like wine.
Need a chance.
So is Kurtz, though, actually.
Need to put me in the sun.
I told Kurtz that, too. I was like, Kurtz, yeah.
Yeah. No, Kurtz is like powder. He's that white. Yeah, it's true. Even Babano's got a little bit more on Kurtz. Jeez, he's white. You're right.
Look at Babano's eyes. Babano's eyes are tired. All those sports. Babano's watching sports. He's indoors all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was
3 a.m. bedtime. Yeah.
I haven't heard that one before because chalk is so white. Like, it's just so white. Excellent. Chalk. gambling term too, Moretti.
I'm gonna copyright that white chalk.
I think you should.
White chalk picks. Yeah. White chalk picks.
Yeah, exactly. That's fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah, 96, 86. See if the Lakers have some sort of run.
I hear with George Kurtz with all these favorites, and you're taking a guy to score a goal at what -120? We got to get George Kurtz and some of these guys on the Ian Cameron bargain bin train. Like, learn how to bet a guy like Luke Hughes at +580 to score a goal. Or how about last night taking Devon Taves like I did against his former team at +650 to score a goal? Let's go, guys. Enough with the chalk. Enough with the favorites. Really, let's take some plus money here.
Real,
let's
go. Motor there, Babano. That was great. Yes.
I don't think Kurtz can play your 252 selections, though. He's dying.
You have a lot of picks. Battle's a volume player. Good player, but volume. Yep.
Yeah.
Very much so.
We got to dive into volume. That bargain bin. We want our some +500,
you're right.
+400s every now and then.
You got to do it. Yep. Good call.
I know. I don't like, I'm not a massive fan of the goal prop. And I agree with you, Babana. Like, if you're going to do it, I'd rather do it with a guy that it's like at least, like for me, like +150 and up. Like, you know, like the Vancouver Canucks are a good example.
That's a fair
the thing, and the Canucks are kind of tricky because they have multiple guys that can score, right? So it's sort of like a football team where they spread it around. But on a nightly basis, Cam, with the Canucks, you're getting like Besser at like plus 150. You're getting Pettersson at like plus 140, mm-hmm. plus 150. You're getting Garland at like plus 220 or something. Right, like, and then you get the Hughes, right? I know Joe Maddon loves the Hughes pick all the time at the plus 350 yeah. or whatnot. But, you know, like at plus money, but when you get into like the Connor McDavids and the Austin Matthews and they're minus 135 to score goals.
McDavid,
like, they're not doing that. Like,
they had McDavid for two goals last night for like the super boost, whatever. He had one goal and four assists. So they got to be careful, like with the points and the way things are distributed.
I prefer the points prop, Ken. Yes, I like the point prop. Points. I prefer the point
Me
prop.
Me too. I prefer points as
and
well.
I like the goalie save props, but I like your style, Babano, swinging for the fence. You know, basically, look, those goal, what you're doing, Babano, is basically like the first touchdown prop scores.
Yep.
Right. You could take the running back. You could take the star player at minus, you know what I mean, at plus 300 to have the first touchdown, or take a shot with the backup tight end at 22-1. Take a shot with a quarterback to run it in, and no one thinks it's going to ever run.
Well, I mentioned this game with Cam and Adam Kaufman on Saturdays when I've joined them and saying that I'm looking not only for the plus price with the goal prop, but there's situations. There's players that face their former team. They want to make an impact. There's players that move up to the top line or the second line or onto the power play unit, and they're not priced properly. Odds makers don't pay attention to that stuff. You can get players that move up to the top line, the second line, a power play unit, and you can get them in some cases plus 350. Plus 400 right. to score a goal. Those are the situations I look for, and oftentimes they come through.
The Seahawks are playing Parkinson as much as Fant, Gabe. They offered 9-1 for an anytime touchdown. He's getting looks all the time. I'm like, watching their games. He's getting as many balls as Fant, right? So
different
the tight
sports,
end
same
angle. Concept. Yes, exactly. So it's a good way to gamble for sure, Babano. I agree 100%.
110, usage. 110 now.
That's what it's about,
Sacramento.
Usage. Yep.
Orlando and Sacktown tied at 110 right now. The Lakers really do suck. 103.
Yeah, really blow.
Dear God, you guys blow.
Yeah,
you make money for these tickets, man.
Right when you bet them too, then they go like they just stop scoring. It's like, come on, guys. It was like you were there.
Yeah, I bet them
when
it was a 5-point game. Now they're down by like 8.
Ridiculous.
Bad night.
The Lakers just say our season.
Last night.
Our pinnacle of the season was the in-season tournament. Is that where we're at right now with the Lakers?
Feels that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least they got a banner, a mini one, but they got another banner.
Yeah. The banner that Pat Riley and Magic Johnson and James Worthy probably puke looking at that thing. You're putting that up there with all of our championships? You got to be kidding me.
No. It's
a little guy. Little.
Yeah. It's not a full-out banner.
Yeah, not as big.
They handle it well. I think they handle it perfectly. Like, they didn't, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you got to recognize it. It is what it is. I don't know, dude. Like you said, though, yeah. I mean, they peaked on, I don't know, they've never been the same since. That's a fact. But I brought that up before about the Lakers. Like, the Lakers never would have won. Like, that title that they won, it was perfectly set up for them. In that right. It was a bubble. It was a one-off. It wasn't like this whole season. They didn't play for 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, the Lakers are damn good. Like, we're having a tournament this weekend. They're going to be a bitch to deal with. You get them, like, every 48 hours and back-to-back and all this stuff, and they fall apart. Like, they're good in these little settings. So, like you said, Babano, that was sort of their peak. I don't know. Like, at some point, they'll be desperate to get into the play-in. People will panic and stuff like that. But this team isn't going anywhere. And it's funny, too, because people love the talent, didn't they? I mean, look, no Jimmy Butler tonight, too. That's what's even more embarrassing. That Spoelstra called out the Heat, too, and basically said it's not an excuse. And they responded. The Lakers have not responded tonight. All right, we got a break coming up, and then on the other side, let's get back to the football. Last night, we were college heavy. We'll get back to it. I want to get Ian's take, Babano's take on the college championship game, and let's check in with some of the touchdown props and stuff like that with this game. We got what's in Cam's bag coming up as well. Cam's golf picks as the PGA season is back there in Hawaii this week. We're fired up for this football game. Line moves, have been minimal in as far as the championship game is concerned. Total is 55.5 right now. Michigan are still 4.5-point favorites. I can tell you, though, the same book that Michigan I'm looking at, last night they were minus 190 on the money line. Now they're minus 200 on the money line.
Interesting.
And I tell you what's going to happen here. So you know why, Cam, I'm telling you is we're already a Wednesday now. Feels like, oh, it just happened, Rose Bowl and all this stuff, but and the Sugar Bowl, where it's already going into Thursday. People are starting to back end their parlays with Michigan. Yeah. There's going to be a lot.
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
Oh, the Michigan money line parlays at the end. People going in, oh, I had all these NFL games, and now I got Michigan to close it out. We'll see if a panel agrees or disagrees.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. A lot of stuff to get to here. Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. So basically, J.J. McCarthy called out Ohio State for all the scandal this year. Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy fanned the flames of the Stein sealing scandal with Ohio State by suggesting that number one Wolverine, we're only trying to keep pace with the Buckeyes by engaging in a sheen. McCarthy added, it's just a thing about college football. It's been around for years. We actually had to adapt because in 2020 or 2019, when Ohio State was stealing our signs, which is legal, they were doing it. We had to get up to the level that they were good at doing it. We had to make it an even playing field. I like that. He said,
wow. I like
he
that.
Goes, he said, yeah, yeah.
Hey, if and you dish it out, you better be able to take it.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, I feel like it sucks. We work our butts off. We watch so much film, and we look for so many little tendencies and spend so much time breaking down clips. So he goes on to basically say about it's a pile of crap. And I soaked everything up. I was at the game, but I've seen all the clips and stuff after. And there was a couple of things that stuck out about Michigan players were talking to Alabama players and on the field and stuff. And they said, yo, that was fair and square, huh? Like, they were sort of like, you have anything to say? Because remember, I don't even know, but Alabama with their little iPads and all were worried about stealing and stuff. So Michigan sort of chirped at them a little bit about, you happy now? Or do you think, you know what I mean, you know, was that fair? And another thing was that they said about the Alabama video when people all thought that they were disappointed. Oh, they were scared. And he said, we weren't scared of Alabama. He said, we thought we were shocked Florida State didn't get in. Right? At point blank. I knew the same thing at the time, too. They weren't like, oh, my God, we're playing Alabama. They thought they were going to have to play Georgia anyways. So there was going to be no free pass. And I'll tell you what, the Washington Huskies are no free pass right now. So
no, they are not. Huskies, I can't hate J.J. McCarthy, though. The guy's a former hockey player and big hockey fan. You just can't hate that. Can't hate that.
Yeah, he was a very good hockey player in the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
Elite hockey player. But big kid, too. Big. Like he said, he liked hockey because he got to hit people. That was his favorite part about it, he said. And if you look up his stats, actually, like he was good enough. Yeah, yeah. If you look up his stats, he had a ton of penalty minutes. He really did. Like, he's very unquarterback. Like he roughed it up with people. Like I said, he was a physical hockey player. But listen, Washington have been playing a disrespect card, and it's been working for them, and rightfully so, right? People have underestimated Michael Penix. They're in the Pacific Northwest, so, you know, there was sort of a people don't see them. The Pac-12 is soft. Michael Penix has an awkward motion. He's, you know, their defense is no good. How come they nearly lost to Stanford? there's always a yeah, but with Washington. And even now coming into this game, there's a yeah, but what about their defense against Michigan? But I know, Babano, you have been riding the Washington Huskies on a weekly basis pretty much this year in college football. So I won't blame you if you don't want to abandon ship with the team that you've been playing.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, Washington's been excellent to me. They've done nothing wrong. All they've done is find ways to win with a quarterback that's played outstanding, who's got multiple weapons now at receiver. It's not just Romo Dunze anymore. McMillan's back. He's been outstanding. Now, I am concerned about the health of the running back. I mean, Johnson's a big deal at running back, and to see him get injured the last time they had the ball against Texas was very, very unsettling. But nevertheless, you look at this team, I think they're able to throw on Michigan's secondary. This is going to be by far Michigan's biggest test in terms of an opposing quarterback. You know, who's the best quarterbacks they've played up till now? Milroe for Alabama, and you can maybe throw McCord in there for Ohio State. You know, and other than that, it's been not exactly a who's who of quality quarterbacks for Michigan's defense this year. So this is going to be a major challenge, I think, for them. That being said, there's obviously Michigan's pass rush is going to be important. Can they get to Penix like they were able to do against Alabama, which struggled to keep Jalen Milroe upright? That's going to be critical. I think Washington can block and protect a little bit better than Alabama did. Michigan should be able to run the football against Washington. I will say that Washington can be had on the ground, and you've got Corum and Edwards who can do damage. So I like Washington in this game. I don't know about win outright, but you're going to give me 4.5 with this team. I'm happy to take it. Should be a good game. I also like the over. I can make a case for it at 55.5. The way I see it, Michigan can run on Washington. Washington can throw on Michigan. So the teams will be able to do what they want to do offensively first and foremost. So I'll go over that number there.
Hard. It's, you know, it's hard. It's a great matchup in the sense of the contrast in styles. You have the number one passing offense in the country against the number one defense in the country. Normally, defense wins championships, like in the championship when you get, like, in a situation. But the thing is, you know, if you add the – you want to add them both up. Michigan's offense is really good, and their defense is really good. Their defense is elite. Their offense scores when they have to, and they do what they have to do. I keep hanging my hat on one thing, and this is as far as the total is concerned, that – 6 times, Bannon, you can talk about, oh, they haven't seen a quarterback. Like, you really think Michigan's defense is going to be, like, freaked out by Michael Penix? But you never bring up the fact of all the cupcake, crap-ass, soft teams that Washington played this year and went up and down the field on them, that Michigan would rush for, like, 500 yards against. Like, seriously. Like, who's the best team Washington beat? Texas, right? So we'll give them credit for it. I was on them. Other than that, Oregon, but other than that, like,
Oregon, no.
What's their things? And Babano, they gave up over 400 yards a game, bro, against, like, average teams. So they gave up 400 yards a game. They gave up 30 or more points 6 times this year, the Washington Huskies. Michigan have given up 30 or more points 2 times since 2021. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, to me, the ground game will be the difference in the game why Michigan will win. Because I think you're right. I think Washington will score. And I think you said, what, 31-27 you threw out there, Michigan. I could see Washington getting to 28. That's sort of like the – I keep coming back to that, actually. And it seems high to score that much on Michigan. But with that being stated, I think Michigan are going to be up on them. So I got Michigan, like, you know, I said 38-24 yesterday. I'm not even giving my final score yet. I think Michigan are going to score on them, bro. Like, I think it'll be like 41-28, 38-28. You said 31-27. I can live with that. But is that your final score? Like, this is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Babani? You can't have multiple answers. Is that your final answer? 31-27,
yeah,
Michigan?
That's a great final score. I like it. It goes over the total, 31-27. I'll say just to make game happen, Michigan. Yeah. I'll say 31-27 Michigan. Because I'd get plus 4.5. I'd be happy. That would make me happy. The game would go over plus 4.5. So 31-27 Washington, though, wouldn't shock me. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm not going to get overconfident and stuff. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I'd be shocked and stuff. I can't. I mean, Washington are damn good. Can't wait to see how this plays out. In Houston, Texas. It's too bad it's not on the West Coast again. I was thinking that'd be cool if it's just like, all right, let's just do the Rose Bowl again the following week. But I think there's still people stuck on the side of the mountain there at the Rose Bowl, actually, from Monday's game. So I think we need a year to recover, actually, before next year. All right. So Cam, actually, you know what? We can do it now. Yeah, why don't we do it now? Let's get to your golf picks. I don't know if Babano's golf guy's got any picks, but let's see what's in Cam's bag for the return here of the PGA.
Okay, Moretti, I think I'm not sure if I do it under 3 minutes. I usually speed it up, but here we go. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, usually mid-30s. We got 59 players.
That's why I did it. You're usually pretty fast. I usually leave like a bunch of minutes for you, and you do it in like 2 minutes.
talk to Frank Font and Gary Graphic, because we're ready to roll. Fellas, are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go. We're going to have the fun time in Hawaii. Kapalua, 7,600 yards, trade winds blowing. Let's roll right now. Colin Morikawa to win at 12-1. Do people remember? This guy was going to win, and then John Rahm came back from 7 strokes. Morikawa, perfect fit for him. Tom Kim, loved the game. 5th last year. And remember, this guy hasn't played a lot of golf. New to the PGA Tour, 25-1. Matthew Fitzpatrick is 30-1. Watch out. 7th last year and just getting better all the time. And guys, I got a bomb for you, Morenci. Have to throw one. This one's for Babano's golf guy. Matt Wallace from the Wallace clan. It's Braveheart. Have people understood what this guy has done in his last 4 events, be it on the DP World Tour, Gabe? 2nd, 15th, 9th, and 6th. And you're giving me 150 to 180 to 1? Little sprinkle on Matt Wallace. Got to take Scottie Scheffler for a top 5, Gabe. I know Brady Cannon talked about it. This guy is just a top 5, top 10 machine. If you want to lay juice, it's like 30 cents. So Scottie Scheffler should be in contention every time. Now we're going to take some shots with some top 10 guys for you. I like a lot of Morenci's guys here, your usual suspects, Gabe, and I have some first-round leaders as well. But Aberg, I'm going to take him till this guy doesn't finish in the top 10. I don't know if he's going to win this week, but all I know is he's one of the best players in the world, and it's plus 140. Like Babano's hockey props, I like plus money. Aberg, other guys that I like in that tend to be a few others. I'd watch out for Tony Finau. He looks dangerous this week as well. Top 20s, all plus money. Jason Day is getting older like a fine Australian wine with age. He's playing good golf, plus 120. Old man. Eric Cole, that's for you, Babano. Former Carolina Hurricane, Eric Cole. This is the Eric Cole golfer. Should have been. Hey, one of the players of the year, rookie of the year, plus 140. And my boy, Matt Wallace, plus 270. I tell you, this guy could be in contention. That's a crazy price for a top 20 with 59 guys in the event. Morenci, love Morikawa at 12-1. Scheffler will be there too. Should be a fun tournament in Hawaii.
Yeah, I like where you're going with guys that have been successful playing on the European Tour, coming over here ready to play right now. That's what I like about Max Homa. Actually, I'm going to take Max Homa top 20. Max got a win under his belt from the DP Tour.
Yep,
8 straight top 15s for Max Homa.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. I just decided during the break here to look on StubHub and see what the tickets are going for the Michigan and Washington game. And I got to tell you, well, we'll keep our eye on this. I'm glad I check in tonight. I want to see if it holds up throughout the week. But the cheapest ticket to get in the building is $1,200, which is pretty freaking expensive, man. I know the ticket market, like I'll put in context, I was just at the Rose Bowl and I had tickets and I ended up with a couple extra tickets. And I sold a ticket for $500 that I paid $225 for. And good, I was nice. Deal. Like, I could have gotten probably seven, a little bit more. To get into the last row outside the Rose Bowl was $500. To sit on the 50-yard line, I know because people, I guess, once a scalper, always a scalper. I was minding my own business standing, like, at the tailgate, and I had people coming up to me all the time. You have tickets? How much? I was like, no, I'm not a ticket broker. Like, I'm not a scalper. Like, I'm just a dude drinking a White Claw here. But people think I'm a scalper. But I was talking to scalpers, too. Maybe that's why they seemed, but I was talking to them. And it was $500, $2,000 to get in. And that's the Rose Bowl. This is absolutely insane. Like, to sit on a 50-yard line, you can, you know, it's like, here's one for five dimes. Here's one nut job. You want $16,000. Good luck with that. $2,500 to sit in the end zone right now. The thing is, you know, when people always, you know, you always see, the media always talks about these stories like this. And they say, oh, this is what it costs. The tickets are $190,000 for the Golden State Warrior playoff game. It's like, no, they're not. One dude on StubHub is trying to get $190,000 and dreaming and hoping that someone's stupid enough to do it. But it doesn't mean that those are actually the prices. So that's what's going on here. This guy's getting greedy and figures maybe somebody will give me $16,000 for a seat on the 40-yard line. But there are a lot of rich people in the world, man. I got to tell you what, Michigan alum have a lot of money. So
good call.
This is a
Washington.
This is a hot-ass ticket.
There's a lot of rich Washington people. Trust me, when I went to Vegas and played blackjack too, like there's a lot of like very high, it's a very old school Rose Bowl matchup from our younger days. But Washington, you know, their alums, some of them have, are quite successful with bread. And you know about Michigan, Morenci. A lot of khakis and loafers at that institution. That's for sure.
You know, Washington's an up school institution. That's why they got accepted into the Big Ten. They're like a Big Ten sort of type of school. And what's crazy, I'll tell you what, it'll be cheaper to see them next year. They're playing, you know what's crazy, Babano? They're playing October 5th in Seattle next year. So no matter what happens,
Big Ten conference game.
Yeah, and a national championship rematch. Yeah, the national champion will be in the Big Ten next year, one way or the other. They'll be like, the defending national champion will be in the Big Ten, one way or the other. A hell of a game, like I said. Great matchup.
You think there's going to be a network bidding war for that game? Holy mackerel, you would think so. Of all the Big Ten rights holders, they're all going to want that game on their network.
Seems like Fox gets first dibs.
Yeah.
They have the most.
Where are the
juice.
Beavers like, going to go? Where are the Beavers and Cougars going to go? Poor guys. That's so
who's going to win? Gus Johnson and Joe Klatt or Noah Eagle and Blackledge for that game?
I'm a representative of the Mountain West now. Honestly, I'm a representative of the Mountain West. This is crap.
Honestly, yeah, they're doing a deal where they're going to play each other and blah, blah, whatever. But like, because it's all fluid, right? I mean, the schedules were made. They're kind of...
For sure.
Dude, Oregon State and Washington State got screwed hard.
Like, yes, that's my
everybody
point.
Else left and didn't tell them, like, did deals behind their back. Like, everybody. And they were like, what? You guys just kind of deal with the Big 12? What? You were like ACC, you're going, what? Like, no, and every network was like, sorry, we don't want you. It's pretty cold because Corvallis and Pullman, they're like, we just don't care about your TV market.
It's very true.
It's just what it is. Like, we don't think that you bring anything to the table for us, like, worthy of it. It's not right. It's not fair. It is what. But honestly, in the big picture, it doesn't matter, guys. Every one of these conferences are all going to be bastardized. There will be no conferences in a couple of years. I'll be bold. I don't know if I'll be alive, whatever. Yeah. I'm calling it now. The next big one will be the Big Ten and the SEC will merge.
I agree with that 100%.
They'll play each other. They'll just say, you're here, we're here. Boom, AFC, NFC. They're going to steal the NFL. They'll go AFC, NFC, and they'll go, we'll just take over. You guys have everybody. We have everybody. We've got the top 32 programs in the country. Screw everybody else. Right, and we'll have eight teams in the playoff. dude, the ACC's helpless. Like, these conferences are helpless next to the Big Ten now, and even the SEC is slipping. Like, the Big Ten's about to be the champion. The Big Ten's got the best TV deals. The Big Ten has the most money suddenly. Like, the SEC, you know, the difference is, guys, we'll get to the picks, but the Big Ten, it's stupid. I don't like what they did, but from anyone's angle, but I'm just saying from a business standpoint, it made sense what they did. Like, they took over the country. Now they have the West Coast. They have the East Coast with Rutgers. They can do they own MSG if they want to do the basketball there. They can play in LA now if they want. They have games on all day long, geographically spread out across the country all day long. What did the SEC do, guys? You brought in Oklahoma and Texas. What does that move the needle?
Yep.
They're already there. Like people, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't, you're, it's like you were, the SEC is kind of a regional league. The Big Ten just became a national league. And you bringing in Oklahoma and Texas doesn't move the needle in New York, bro. Doesn't move the needle in LA, bro. Doesn't move, you know what I mean, guys? It just sort of, okay, who cares? So then you got Texas and Texas A&M.
Well, Florida State waited too long, Gabe, to get, they're done. The Atlantic Coast Conference is it's a mess.
Yeah, Florida like State and Clemson already won out. They're looking
look at
to
those
get
teams,
out.
Man.
The ACC,
hey,
the ACC have great lawyers. The out clause for the teams is $150 million.
Okay.
So Florida State are trying to weasel out. They're trying to find a loophole, but there aren't any loopholes.
They're trying to weasel out.
You can't because you want to leave. Like you're part of the conference.
Why are they that concerned anyway? Now that it's going to a 12-team playoff,
exactly,
why do they want to?
Exactly, you win next year, you're stupid in anyways. You're in.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
like we're not staying with four teams anymore, guys. You're going to get in if you win the ACC next year. You realize that, right? It's a matter of getting in the playoff. My goodness.
Florida State's pretty arrogant too. I don't know. Like, I don't know if the Big Ten wants them. I know, like, the Florida State thinks that, like, oh, the Big Ten would be a bidding war for us between the Big Ten and the SEC.
Florida State should be in the SEC.
Exactly. But the thought is, Cam, that the one place that the Big Ten is not in, that they'll just say, screw you, SEC, and cut in to Florida.
Yep.
There's the constant talk of the Miami Hurricanes, Babano. Miami would like nothing better to slide into the Big Ten. And if you're Big Ten, that would be a big, big coup.
It would be a coup.
Still would be. It's a
state of Florida. No, simply for the state of Florida. It gets you guys. Right. Like, it's all about regional TV and stadium rights. So now suddenly the Big Ten can play their Big Ten Conference Championship game in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what I mean? Doesn't have to just be in Indy. We can play our Big Ten Conference, our tournament basketball in New York City at MSG if we want now. You know what? No, this year, let's do it at the Crypt in L.A. Let's do it West Coast style this year. Like, the options, like I said, if you're the SEC, well, okay, guys, we're going back to Nashville again this year. It's like, okay, you know, we're doing that again, huh? Right? Like, the Big Ten has really thought of the future. It sucks, but it is what it is. All right, so I'm going to cut Babano's mic since he's picking Washington. He's done. See you later, Babano. But what are your, all kidding aside, what are your NFL picks this week?
So I like Tampa Bay. I think Carolina's done. Stick a fork in them. Tampa Bay's pissed about the way they played against New Orleans last week. I think that's a cheap price for the Bucs in a bounce-back spot. I like the over in the Chicago-Green Bay game. The Bears' offense is starting to really get going with Fields, and I don't trust the Packer defense. I actually like the Bears a little bit now that it's up to +3, but I like the over in that game, 44. I think Green Bay can score on Chicago's D as well with that game. I'm on the Giants. I mean, that's how bad I think Philadelphia is right now. And I know they're going to try to right the ship before the playoffs start, but the Giants are playing hard down the stretch. Like, they gave the Rams, who have got everything to play for, everything they can handle. Tyrod Taylor showed he's serviceable, he's capable at the quarterback spot for the Giants. So I like getting the G-men as a home underdog there against the Eagles in that game. What else do I like there? I like the Raiders. 2.5-3 against Denver. I think this is a we want to win and get Pierce here full time as the full time head coach. Players love the guy. We just had Devontae Adams today say a vehement support of Antonio Pierce. And Denver got knocked out last week, going on the road, meaningless finale. Stidham at quarterback. They get set up nicely for the Raiders to win their home finale.
All right, and we've got our boy Gokester in the house here too. We can't forget about, you know, it's golf season back when Gokester's in the chat. With some first-round leader plays.
Oh, I
he's got
Sungjae.
Sungjae in the first round. Tom Kim in the first round. So Sungjae's 30-1. Tom Kim, 33-1. Henley, 35-1. Straka and Davis, 50-1. And outright to win, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Helio, and Fitzpatrick. I actually like, you know what? I don't like Cantlay. I think he's a jerk. I'm just not a fan of his. I think they're all pretty much douchebags, to be honest. But
not all. Some are good guys.
Most of them.
Some are good guys.
Yeah.
Some are good.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
You know, like Patrick Cantlay just dripping in Goldman Sachs? Oh, just another week in second, 1.6 million.
No, I don't like the guy that refuses to wear the U.S. hat because he's a whatever. Exactly. Like, he's worried about his tan line or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, he's your boy Schauffele's best friend. They've been
I'm off of him, too. I'm screw him. Victor Hovland's my new guy.
Hey, Victor. We like
At least I know he likes death metal and stuff. But, he does. Right, so, yeah. I actually do think Cantlay's live to win this tournament, though, just because he's Cantlay's a jerk.
Always
I think he's live to win.
He's a UCLA Bruin, too, Gabe, and your boy Shoffley's a San Diego State Aztec. First-round leaders, Morikawa, who went to Cal, like your boy Homa, 22-1. Spieth, always out of the gate, hot at 30. Jason Day, love this guy early, 40-1. Thursday Warrior, Tagala, he's a smooth 45. Hey, Babano, this one's for you. Wait a minute, Mr. Poston, 55 for JT Poston, and my boy Wallace from the Clan Wallace, 70 for all you Scots out there, but he's a Brit, 70-1 first-round leaders. Let's get it, guys. Hawaii, golf is back. Party.
Do you have any golf picks for us, Babano?
Yeah, golf guy's back as well with this tournament. So he's got some action here with the Sentry. Colin Morikawa, 12-1. Aberg, 14-1. Tom Kim 25-1, Eric Cole 50-1, Sahith Theegala 70-1, Harris English 90-1, and a couple of big bombs here. Kurt Kitayama 125-1, and Tom Hoagie 150-1.
Oh, the Hoagie sandwich. That's Carver's guy. Yep. Third last year.
Swinging for the fences. All right, good job, guys. And speaking of swinging for the fences, we swung for the fences. We took the over, obviously, at 235. We gave it the over to basketball game with the Orlando Magic and the Sacramento Kings. Our boy Tommy in master control right now is a Sacramento King fan. And we talk about this all the time. I always tell Tommy. Me and Tommy talk about this all the time. Every King game is insane, okay?
It is.
Like, if you're a Kings fan, like, you live a wild life. Like our boy Lucas. Shout out to our boy Lucas. You know, I don't know what it is with you King fans, too. Our boy Lucas is in Syracuse, and he's a big Sacramento fan. 127-127 in overtime. Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, countdown to kickoff is on. What a week of football that we have coming up. This week. And one thing I'll say, we say this every year all the time. People, and it's funny because here we are. We always complain on Thursdays. Oh, I can't believe how bad the game is. I can't believe it's the freaking Jags and Titans. Like, why are the Jets on? Why? And we get like, we flip out. Why are the Jets on TV again this Thursday? Why are the Bears on TV again? And then you look at the card this week and you're like, damn, there's no game on Thursday this week. Right. Then you're like, oh, any game would be all right suddenly on Thursday. But those other leagues, that new league with The Rock, the XFL, whatever the hell they're calling it, UFL. I would have called it the USXFL.
That's stupid.
The USXFL.
So well, I'm just saying, it's hard to keep up. I saw him do
it. Really is.
Well, I know you bet on a lot, Babano. I saw him do the unveiling. They did the unveiling on with McAfee the other day when they were at the Rose Bowl about the teams. And even The Rock was confused. He's like, they're coming over from our league to their league and Houston this. And I'm like, dude, even I'm confused now. Roughnecks, gamblers, who's alive? It's going to be a good league, though. All kidding aside, it's going to be a really good league because you freaking merged the XFL and the USFL, and they were both good leagues to begin with. And now there's less room. Like, so it is going to be good football. I didn't say the league was stupid. I don't like the name. UFL is just so generic. United Football League. Come on, guys. Come on, do something better.
Sounds like a soccer league. Yeah, do better. Yeah, do better.
Yeah. A lame soccer league. Like, not a big-time soccer league.
No.
Like a minor league. Yeah, it just sounds minor league. United Football
League. It really does.
Like US, you were the USFL and the XFL. Why not just combine?
I love USFL.
USXFL. And you know, once you start saying it a few times, hey, USXFL, USXFL.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue with five.
Nah,
I get it. It's a little
still
bit
better
long,
than UFL. Other than that, you're on your own later.
This is it. Your open 24/7 headquarters of the plan. And this sound. We call it the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.